Hey friends, it's May 19th, and welcome to Pray Today. I want to go right back to Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to jump into chapter 6 today, and I speak to you very often about rewards and that Jesus teaches us about rewards that we will get, but I don't want to just focus on the rewards. I want to focus on Jesus' teaching that lead to rewards. And he says in verse 1 and 2 of chapter 6 of Matthew, he says, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, don't announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full." Now, Jesus is obviously showing that we are to give to the needy, but Jesus says, be careful. He says, be careful, be cautioned that you don't do it to be seen by them. It's all about our motivation. He says, if your motivation is wrong, then you have no reward from God. So he says, don't announce it when you're giving to the needy. Don't make a big deal about it. Now, does that mean other people will never find out or we get no reward if other people find out? I don't think we need to become legalistic about that, but I think it's all about our motivation. He says in verse 3 and 4, "But when you give to the needy, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing." He says, do it so discreetly. Do it with such a pure heart that your left hand doesn't even hardly realize what your right hand is doing. It's like, wait, what are you doing? Nothing. And then it says, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. So I want you to think about when you give to others, when you give to the needy, when you give really to anything. And I want to ask you today, do you check your motives when you give to the needy? You know, some people, they don't give to get attention from others. But there are a lot of people, I think, that give because it makes them feel good. Now listen, there's nothing in and of itself that's wrong with feeling good when we give to those in need. In fact, I would go to the point of saying we should feel good, because remember that we are to give with a joyful heart, for God loves a joyful giver. So we're to give joyfully, and if we give joyfully, then it should make us happy. It should make us happy to know that we're making a difference. But I think there's a very fine distinction between giving to the needy because it makes us feel good and giving to the needy because that's what God calls us to do, and we're doing it to please God and not ourselves. Let's pray together. God, thank you that you call us to be generous, as we've talked so many times. But Lord, we know it's so easy for us to give with the wrong motivation, the wrong motives, the wrong intentions. And Father, forgive us when we do it to call attention to ourselves. Forgive us when we give with the wrong heart. Forgive us when we give out of guilt or obligation. Forgive us when we give so that others will notice. And Lord, forgive us when we give in such a way that we focus on how good it makes us feel, or maybe that we give because it makes us feel good. Lord, I don't want that to be the reason that I give to others so that I'll feel good about myself. My feeling good about myself should be rooted in what you say about me and who you say I am. Otherwise, it's just about emotions. Lord, help me to remove the emotion that gets in the way of just doing what you call me to do. Thank you, Lord, that we have your word that we can focus on. Thank you that we can just read your words, Jesus, and that we can absorb them into our hearts. God, I want to thank you so much for those who are hearing this devotion and this prayer today. Would you go with them today, Lord, whatever they're walking through today, whatever relationships are strained, I just pray, Lord, that you would guard their hearts and their minds in Christ Jesus. I pray that you would give them wisdom in how to handle difficult situations today. I pray, Lord, that we would not react, but we would respond with godliness to difficult situations. God, may we remember the many, many blessings, and may we go back to what we talked about months ago and use this phrase, but at least, Lord, I don't like this, but at least, and that, Father, will help us focus on our blessings. Thank you for your outpouring of blessings in our lives. In Jesus' name.